Welcome back to another Sax Monkey episode, everybody. Episode 12. Let's get it on. Let me just start off on this episode and this week just by saying how much my homepage has changed, because I think it's becoming a little bit of an addiction. First, it was like to make fun of it, but everything is just filled with mukbangs. Everything. Just, it's terrible. It's just, it's so bad. Like here, first episode, first video, here we go. This is Nikado Avocado, which is like a really, I think, well-hated mukbanger, if you will. If you don't know what mukbang is, it's basically just losers that eat a bunch of food on a table, eat a shit ton of food that they like, and just film it, just them eating. It's a shit ton of food. Like, I'm drinking water on you guys, but like, that's a lot of food. Like take this Nikado Avocado for instance. So actually, I was going the history of him, dude. This guy started off as a vegan. He was a vegan, all pretty slimmed out, and then you fast forward to like a year or two, he's just stuffing down motherfucking like 2 Big Macs, 4 large fries, 2 quarter pounders, and just stuffing all that down. He tries to eat a vegan burger, nah, doesn't do that anymore, dude. It is insane how much he's changed. And I just found this out all just like for the last like week. Like, it's insane. And maybe like if the podcast doesn't work out, I think I should just go into mukbang, which I've actually had one person actually suggesting that I do a mukbang. But like, I feel like if I were to do that, I would never come back. I would keep ordering like freaking McDonald's and stuff. And I think I've said this last week, I need to lay off that shit, because I look down, I'm like, holy shit, Misa getting a little chunky. And I have been, you know, I don't take pride in that. And soon, like, here's what woke me up, guys. Here's what woke me up. So it was grad photos this week. Okay. Just, I don't want that. So dumb. Okay. So I was trying to, I think this should start from the start, and I shaved, but because I shaved myself, well, like trimmed, basically. I don't shave, because if I were to shave, it would be even more like of a baby face. So what I did was, I was trying to go for a goatee again. Never works. I don't know why I keep trying to do it. I will never be my cousin, so there's that. I have to stop trying that. I don't know why I keep trying to do that. I'm not Tony Stark. So, I did it. And, it was bad. So, I shaved it. And then, it was like 2 days before grad photos. And I thought, like, maybe I could get a 5-minute, like, 5-hour shadow in there. And a little bit, but not a whole lot. So, you know the saying, I'm not going to make this an excuse, you know the whole saying like, oh, the camera adds on like 400 pounds or something, like a camera adds on stuff, right? When I looked over my grad photos, I was so pissed off at myself. I was like, dude, it was kind of a wake up call. I'm like, holy shit, your face is getting chunky. So right after that, I did like a 20 minute run, and then I went... I went to the gym and I did like a 20 minute run and just fucking worked out. Like, I was so pissed off at myself. It just ruined my entire day. Oh boy. Like, they say they're going to edit it. I hope so. And I'm going to take retakes, and then hopefully by then I will be set, because these are your grad photos, dude. This shit's going to be like on my mom's freaking house for a long ass time, and then my kids, well, if I do have kids, they're gonna be like, oh my god, dude, what the hell is your face, dad, you fucking loser. That's probably what they would say, to be honest. But God, man, it was just so bad. You know, I tried to do something a little, like, different. So I wore, like, a spunky little, you know, fancy shirt that I usually do. Like, I used to have a bunch of, like, fancy shirts and suits for, like, hockey games. But since I don't use that, I don't go to hockey anymore. It's, like, just kind of sitting there. So I just, like, you know what? I'm going to be a little spunky. So I wear, like, this. It's, like, you know, it's, like, very, like, sexy colors. Like, purple, pink. It's, like, flowers on it and shit. Just to, like, stand out with, the like, grad photos and stuff. Because it's, like, oh, white shirt and black tie. Dude, nah. I like to be a bit different. So that's why I wanted to put a little pizzazz in it. So, yeah. I was actually late to it anyways. They were like, oh, you're here. I'm like, yeah. So just sit right there. Okay. When I put on the thing, I made a joke. I'm like, holy shit, I feel like I'm a student in Hogwarts. Nothing. They were really in a rush. I don't know what they were in a rush for, but sorry, dudes. But yeah, it was actually pretty cool. Like, I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be it. And then not only that, you know, the cap for like the hat that we're going to wear. I don't know what it's called. Just the shit that you throw up when you graduate. It's going to look so bad because my hair is just sticking out like a clown. I can't stand my grad photos. I don't want anyone to see it. Like, I want to take retakes so bad. It's just so bad. Like, I looked across, I'm like, I have no idea who this guy is, man. God damn. And I'm taking photography class, and there's, like, difference of, like, the lenses and shit, but I don't even think that's that. I just look terrible. That's why I tell people I don't shave. I don't want to shave. It needs to be hairy. My face needs to be hairy, okay? My face needs the hairy face. God freaking damn, dude. I already look like a mukbanger. Just stuffing down noodles down my throat. It's actually becoming like a little bit of a... It's a... What do you call that? Like a... Fuck, what's the word, dude? Ah, guilty pleasure. It literally all the time. It's just like, oh man, I want to see them eat some other freaking fast food and laugh at them. The next thing you know it, there's like five videos in, just seeing them stuff down their face. This Nikado Avocado dude, he's insane. He cries on camera for being too fat, okay? For being too fat. And he, like, there was this one video, I could not stop laughing. He looked down on his stomach, he's like jiggling and said, why am I so fat? Dude, look at the past videos you've made. You're eating the entire McDonald's menu plus Taco Bell. Or not just that, you're eating two large pizzas and then also having KFC. It's like, what? What? Of course you're going to be fat, dude. He even says he doesn't even go to the gym. That's crazy. You should come on the show, though, but I don't want you to cry on it. And I don't think I eat enough fast food as you do. Not anymore, at least. Like, my fast food intake this week was about zero. And usually I have fast food for, like, two times a week. Dude, I don't know what happened. I kind of went off the rail a bit. But, yeah, it hasn't been very good for your boy. So, there's that. Just to let you guys know, there's me, freaking shitty titties. I don't have a whole lot to talk about this week. I mean, I do have a new intro and an outro, which is pretty darn cool. If it's out right now, if you heard it before and you're gonna hear it after, this company reached out. This girl, I forget their names. Let me just, I think the company is called MBB, and it's this guy named Noah Brighton. He's basically like a DJ dude, and he creates, just intros and outros for like podcasts and like YouTube videos as well and stuff. MBB, and you know, shout out. This isn't a paid sponsorship. I'm just, you know, just saying. They really helped me out. Pay $30 and it's, I know, it's money. There's a lot of money I paid for me at least. But they really helped me out, and I think they're going to spread the word on me, so which is helping me out. And thank you, Noah and India, for helping me out with that. It sounds pretty sick. I just kind of got jitters the whole time because she reached out to me. I'm like, holy shit. I thought it was kind of like, oh, okay. No. This is bullshit. It's another one of those bots. But no. They actually like helped me out. I'm like, okay. And then it was legit. They sent me a link to their website, and they've helped out a lot of people. Even like this, they made an intro for like that fucking, he's this really rich dude. He's like New York. He's like a New Yorker. He swears a whole bunch and he doesn't give a shit. So there's that. He's like basically like the influencers and the go-getters, you know, just like, get the fuck out of bed, man. I don't know how to sound like him, but he's like short and cool, I guess. But yeah, anyways, thank you guys for helping me out. Really appreciates it. And also your boy watched The Irishman. It's on Netflix. And you know, I'm not that huge into like mafia movies. I still need to watch The Godfather. Don't crucify me. But I'm not like that eager to watch it, dude. I want to see the other one with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. I think Joe Pesci. Sorry. Forgot what that. Here, I'll search it up. But anyways, The Irishman, I was a little hesitant to watch it. Because for obvious reasons, I'm not like, it's just like, there's been a lot of hype around it, and I'm not really huge with like hype stuff.
Yeah, well, why do you go to Marvel movies and Star Wars movies, Kyle?
Shut up. That's a huge difference, okay? Big difference. Goodfellas. Yes, I need to watch Goodfellas because that's a classic. It's on my Netflix fucking list. So of course I'll watch it. Drink water on you guys. Love drinking water on you guys. But yeah, see, I got the Hydro Flask back. The Irishman is fucking long as shit. Like, a lot of people took some time off. Like, they paused it and would take, like, maybe a day off and then watch the rest the next day. I did that. I didn't do that. I watched the whole thing. Whole 3 hours. 3.5 hours. Yes, it's 3.5 hours, dude. It's a long-ass movie, Martin Scorsese. But let me say this. He knows how to make a freaking movie. Okay? Heck yeah. It was pretty good. I don't want to spoil it, but it's basically, it was off like a legit, like a real story back in them days when they didn't give a fuck, you know, the Irish people, Jewish, you know, there actually wasn't a whole bunch of Jewish people. There's like, of course, the Italians and stuff. You get it. It's same old, same old. This guy's being a bitch. So you got to kill him and then blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you get it. I honestly had no idea what to expect going into the movie, but I watched it. You know, I liked it. The acting was great. Obviously, it's like we'll never see this big lineup ever again, but we have an Endgame, so I'm just saying. I'm not over the fact that Martin Scorsese said it, but you know my views on that. I'm on both sides of that. So, yeah. Yeah. I would eat a mukbang watching that. I think that would have woke me up watching The Irishman if I had a mukbang. Dude, just imagine that. Just imagine that. Oh, my God. 3.5 hours of mukbanging while watching The Irishman. Now, that's a YouTube video. That is a YouTube video. Speaking of YouTube videos, I am not making any more. I only made one. I don't think I have the energy and the time and the want to even do it. I'm just sticking with my boys at studios, making videos with them. I didn't do it this week because, well, outdoor rink season, ODR season is open. So, you know, your boy is out there almost every day, every night, just playing some puck and stick, boys. Every freaking D, Frida. Doing gang signs on you. And I'm a, look, guess what? I'm also drinking
water on you guys.
So, there's that. Sorry, boys. I'm a little tired today. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I think I should also make a segment of the shit. Like, here's what I do. If you're wondering why I always look at my phone, it's because throughout the week, I write down what I should at least talk about on a podcast. And sometimes it's like stuff that pisses me off. So I think I should make like a pet peeve segment. So maybe the guy that made an intro for me should make like a, oh, ooh, segment time. Shit like that. But nah, that's a little much. But it was string class like 2 days ago. And I don't know what it is with melted chocolate. I can't stand it. The shit that gets in your hand, it's like melted chocolate when it gets in your hand or it's on someone's face and shit. It's just, it's not chocolate anymore. I didn't just throw up. I swear to God. No, but it's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, dude. Melted chocolate is just gross. Like, because I forgot what they were called, but one of my friends brought in these. It starts with, like, ice or something. I forgot what they're called, but anyways, they're like, it's literally already melted chocolate, or the shit that maybe she just brought in. Already melted chocolate. Brings it into the class. Want one? I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. It's chocolate, right? Can't fuck with chocolate. So I open it. Dude, already melted. Dude, it's already melted, dude. And then I open the other one, which actually looks pretty solid. It's like sort on the melty phase. You know the chocolate when it's in your mouth already and you can feel it already melting? That's when it's, yes, it's great. But I don't want to have inside my mouth melted chocolate outside, not even eaten yet. And then eat it again. Did that make sense? No. Do I hate melted chocolate? Yes. So where does that leave us? I don't know. Do you hate me for that? Maybe. Who knows? I keep adjusting my mic. Yeah. Don't like it, man. I think it's not icebreakers. Shit, I forget what it's called. But it's gross. I haven't eaten it, but it's like supposedly like fudge and shit. I don't know. It's gross. And also, I wrote down this segment time, boys. People singing. But Kyle, what the fuck does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. Okay. So, people singing in public. Let's go with this. Say it's someone you hardly know, or you do know, like, mutually, like, you know them in school. And you're just, like, kind of either talking, and then, like, a song comes on, they start singing. It's like, oh! Just when people out of the blue start singing. It's so awkward. Like, it doesn't work unless the whole group does it. You know what I'm saying? If it's just one person, then it's just like, you should get the hint that, dude, not a good time. We're not vibing all together. You only have the vibes. So either all of us are in bad vibes and you're in a good vibe and you start singing. I get that. But it's weird. And also for the people that you can sing, but, like, doesn't mean that. There's a lot of people I know that can sing, but are they good enough to think that they can, you know, make it far? Like, I know a shit ton. Dude, chill. Like, chill, dog. And also just, like, just, oh my God, just the random singing really, like, fucking knocks me off my socks. It's, I don't know what time, I think it was, like, in a school bus. This was in elementary school. And this chick started singing. And then I looked at her, I'm like, why? And then she's like, what do you mean, why? We're just singing. I'm like, dude, no, you're singing. And then the chick, like, that was sitting beside her just, like, kind of looked at me and said, she literally said, thank you. She whispered, saying, thank you. And then she turned back, and she's like, wait, what? I'm like, she was like, nothing. And then I'm like, maybe just, like, I don't know, dog, keep it down. You know, we're about to go to school, and I don't think you need to keep singing because it's the morning, and I'm not a big morning person, okay? It takes a long time for me to get my grouchy ass out of the bed. Not really. It takes a long time for my grouchy ass to, like, to make me realize, like, holy crap, I'm in school, and I'm awake. So, if you could please just not sing, that would be great. Where was I going with this? Let me just end it by saying, just because you can sing doesn't mean you're good. Just because you could sing doesn't mean you're going to make it fat. Just chill. Okay? Got it, dude. And maybe I'm freaking jealous. I wish I could sing too, you know, but yeah, some of us just don't have that talent. By talent, I mean, and that goes back with the thing, just because you can sing is, okay, hold on a second. Okay, wait, is singing like, singing's talented. Yes, when there's a lot of great talented singers, but if, like, you can sing, say, like, a choir, because there's many ways to sing, isn't there? There's, like, many ways to get your fucking, like, voice up and down. But there's so many other ways to, like, sing, though. There's, like, opera, right? My think is just going right to that. But, like, just, like, say you're in a choir, right? That takes a group of people to sing, not just you. So if you're boasting that you're a choir person, I know a lot of choir people, I'm not talking to you, but I'm just saying, if you're a boasty choir person, you're with the group. Is that talent? I don't know. I need someone to help me out with this, make me understand it. Okay, is all singing talented? Just change my mind. I don't know. There's a lot of singers I know that are, like, can sing, but are they good? No. So just let me know, boys and girls and dogs, maybe cats, dolphins, jokers, kangaroos, anybody, I don't know. Anybody at all? Fuck, that hurt. Yeah. We're gonna go to questions right now. We're gonna go to questions right now, boys. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got this week. Let's go. Mateo.Ferrari22 asked, will you ever vlog again? No. No. Oh, man. Dude, I remember when I released my vlogs. I will never show you guys, to the people that have never seen it. I used to have a vlog channel, and it was like 2 summers ago I tried starting it. Or was it this summer? No. Wow. No. Every summer, like, the last 3 years, I've tried to do something on YouTube. I think this is probably the only thing that's going for me so far. I've never made it this far because I started in September and I'm already in December. Holy shit. That is huge to me. But yeah. Will I release the vlogs? I actually deleted them. Will I vlog again? Probably not. Unless it's like just it's out of the blue. Like, I'm not saying I won't make YouTube videos, but just, like, right now, I'm not feeling it. Like, it's just fucking school and shit. And I'm also trying to get a job, you know? So, I'm pretty shit at managing my time, and I'm a huge procrastinator and shit. And that just comes across as laziness, right? So, if I say I'm going to do something, I should probably do it. But right now, I'm not feeling it, so I'm just not going to make any YouTube videos. So, there you go. And no vlog channel, Mateo. Matt Run asks, expectations for 2020. Oof. Well, the last few parts of, like, in grade 11, because I'm in grade 12 now, the last few months of that has felt the same as the last few months of this school year. Like, it's just, it's like my feelings is just kind of like, I really want to get out of high school, like, quick, like, super fast, because I'm not a big fan of high school. My expectations of 2020 for me, hopefully I could, because there's some days where I feel like I mean something to a lot of people, and just have, like, just, I just want to be, like, respected, you know? I think anybody, like, asks that for themselves, like, to feel respected, but just, you know, just, I feel like lately I have been nicer and stuff. Nicer meaning just to, like, just reaching out to some people, you know, just, like, I want everyone to know that, like, I'm a chill dude, but just, like, for people that have, like, done shit, bad thing, like, shit to me in, like, the past, I don't, like, I remember it all, so I'm not just gonna be, like, I'm not a fake person, so I'm not gonna go to you and just talk, like, oh, we're all chill. If I don't like you, I'm not gonna talk to you. It's just not gonna happen. And, or, even if I do fake it, that's just because, you know, it's high school. You should probably do that, and then once you're out, it's like, you're set free. My expectations of 2020, man, is just trying to find, like, a better version of moi. You know what I'm saying? To stay healthy, not eat so much McD's. Not so much McD's, dude, because I have ate a lot. Tim Hortons is shit now, so I don't go there. So McDonald's is my shit. I don't even eat burgers there, dude. I just eat breakfast. I could eat breakfast time, lunch, and dinner. I also fit in a brunch. Also fit in a snack during dinner. Dude, breakfast there is sick, okay? I hardly eat the burgers there, but I guess the Egg McMuffins add up. And they have, so. So thank you, Matt Run, for doing this. Also, okay, I look at my questions before I do a podcast. Just, like, kind of skim through it. So, so this, okay, her name is Ash Ike OS Guard, a guard in the West. I don't know how to say her name. She responds, hey, 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 and then look at this. Taylor _ Murata says, hey, EDM City, emoji that's like, you know, like, sticks out your tongue and shit. And then also Bertoloni Abada says, hi, EDM City, the fucking emoji that does nice, like the rosy cheek ones. And also, so I did that, knowing it was a bot, so I responded saying, like, hi, haven't had any response yet. So, I guess this is the new age of Instagram, where it's, like, legit fucking, like, people, but they can somehow bot themselves to respond to every single Instagram questions and polls, because this is not the first time. I've skimmed through this shit, but I just have to hash this out. Dude, what the hell? This is new age shit, dude. these are real people. I think they're real people. They have fucking thousands of followers. They have Instagram stories. You can see their faces. You can see their pictures. Sorry, I'm a little sick. I'm stuffed up because I went to the ODR. Ugh, okay. I just inhaled a loogie. Sorry about that. Is that gross? Do you want me to do more ASMR where I just spit? That should be a video. Guys, reaching out to my YouTube people, that should be a video where you just spit in an ASMR video. Who wouldn't want to see that? You don't have to see the spit. You can just spit on like the ground, and the camera doesn't have to angle down to see your spit. You can loogie. You can do a spit take where you just, you know, you drink water. Ready? I didn't want to actually do it, so I just kind of kept it in. You know what I'm saying, though. But yeah, anyways, geez, I'm all over the place. This is fucking crazy, man. This is on a new level. This is a new level because it's like, I think they're what they're doing. Cause I thought about this yesterday. Okay. Thought about this yesterday. They're out here to get some more followers. Cause it's like somewhat attractive women being like, hey, or because it's like, oh my God, am I special? Because they said hi to me. So, of course, the gullible idiot I am. Of course, I respond. Obviously, I haven't responded yet. And, yeah. You're not getting followers from me, honey. Thank you very much. But, yeah. That's just kind of it. Alex Sonic 2002 asks, most embarrassing moment ever. Okay. This is... I can't pick my ever. But a lot of them have to do with girls. Like the one last week I talked about where, like, it was at school, and then one of my friends, Matteo Ferrari, one of the first questions he just asked. Yeah, remember the one where I was like totally like choked up? That actually wasn't the first time I said that. I'm like, that actually wasn't the first time I was choked up by a girl. So I will. Actually, they're all coming to my mind right now. I don't have a most embarrassing moment ever, but I will go through numbers of it. I think that'll be more entertaining, so let's go with that. Ready? Number one, from what I can think of right now, is I haven't seen this girl in a long time. She used to be a bitch in kindergarten and grade one. She left, and it's like grade, I'm going to guess, 5 or 6 or grade 4. I don't remember. You know, back in, like, well... This is, yeah, all schools. It's track and field and shit. She was in a different school, and one of my, well, fake friends talked to her, and I haven't seen her, like, ever. She was actually attractive in grade 5 sense, or 4, 6 sense, right? Not now, obviously. But she came to me. She talked. I was running right to her, and then I turned around. Wait, no. I turned around, and then I kind of just, like, died. I fucking fell over, and then I was choked up. I'm like, oh my God, it's her. I won't say her name, but it was her. I'm like, oh my God. So there was that. Fucking idiot, man. Holy crap. Just grow some balls, Kyle. The second time was I was in a school bus. Literally everyone hated me on that bus because I moved schools, and just like kids from like a different school because they... it was like hockey. I guess they were just jealous of me, so because I was fucking better than them at hockey because I was in a higher level than they were, a new level. Thank you very much. But yeah, that and just I don't know, just you know, I guess I have a tendency of people hating me. Just kind of, it's kind of a blessing, but it's kind of not. It's kind of like a superpower, but it's like not. It's like it's. That's how I could best describe it, dude. But yeah, so they were like doing a mini rap battle, and then I decided to rap Mockingbird by Eminem. You know, like the Haley, I know you miss your mom, I know you miss your dad. When I'm gone, I can't remember the words, but it was Mockingbird by Eminem, and it was also Not Afraid. So I did that, like a little mashup. Try to go as fast as I could. Because my thought, I don't know how old I was. I was young, right? So I just thought, like, if I could do this, I could make these people actually like me for how fast I could rap this. Because at the time, I was a huge Eminem fan. I loved Eminem. He helped me through a lot, obviously, like, dark times, because I was a gangster, dude. I was a rebel. I didn't give a shit what anybody thought. So it's, like, kind of in today's age, but I don't listen to Eminem. So I did that, and obviously didn't plan out. It was fucking embarrassing, man. And then, what's another thing? There's a lot of embarrassing moments. This is the one I'm going to say right now is, like, it was pretty freaking embarrassing. This was, like, probably, like, the first summer I was in Edmonton. So, grade 8. Yeah, grade 8. And then we went to America for our first summer. And it was, like, in Utah and stuff. So this girl kept... I wasn't dating at the time. I was kind of, like... I thought I had a thing with a girl, but I didn't bring my phone with me because, you know, I don't think I've ever brought a phone the last 2 years on a summer break. So, I don't know. Maybe I think I should. But, yeah, that might be weird to a few of you guys, but I think for me it's just, like, summer and my phone should just be, like, away, you know, just not talking to each other, just this device. But yeah, I thought I had a thing with a girl, so I just, like, I was totally, like, I don't know, I've been, like, I haven't dated since, like 2 years ago, and one of, like, the weirdest memories I have of myself is just, like, I totally, like, blocked up every single girl I would talk to, and, like, friends. I would lose friends, and, like, just build up these walls, so I couldn't talk to any girl. I did that to myself. She didn't. I just did it to myself to be loyal. And, dude, you could say I'm Captain America loyal to my freaking girl. But that's psychotic. And I thought to myself, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? But, yeah, that so that could also be an embarrassing moment. But anyways, this takes place in Utah in a restaurant. And this girl kept looking at me. I notice it. I always notice it. So I just kept a straight face, did not look at her, and she just kept looking. It's like I could see the back of my fucking eye that she could. And then a waitress came in. She gave me a note, and it said, "You're really cute, and then here's my phone number." And I just felt so embarrassed. I didn't look over, and then my mom and dad were just like, "Holy fuck, Kyle, this is sick." You know, just kind of like, we should go talk to her and stuff. And then my fucking young idiot ass that thought I had a thing with this girl, which eventually it did lead to, like, dating. It was on and off, right? But, yeah, it just... it was so stupid. I threw it. I gave it to my dad. And my dad was like, "Are you fucking okay? This girl just, like, thought you were cute. Just gave you your number. You could relax." And I was like, "No, Dad. No. No. I'm in a relationship. Dad, you can't do that. No, no, I can't talk to another woman." And so that happened. We were leaving the restaurant. I looked back and I said, "Hey," and then I just fucking ran out. I fucking ran out. I didn't even take the, oh man, I didn't even take the letter. I didn't even take the letter. I just left it on the fucking table, man. I'm so sorry to that girl. Like, oh my god, it was so stupid. I ran out. Her heart probably the fucking sank, which sucks. Poor girl. She's getting on the podcast, whoever you are. So sorry, dude. I'm really sorry. That is so dumb. Fuck. This is why it's so fucking weird to me that people date at this age, because it's just so, like, it's so just... How do you say? Just, like, not grown up. We're just so young, and just all this little shit bothers us so much. It's like, oh my god, he didn't bring me to a party. Like, what do we have right now that would bother us? We're just kids. Half, like, this day and age, we're fucking retards, man. We're just like, let's vape in a car and act all gangster and not show up at school. And then you have other people that are complaining about jack shit. You're too young to even know. Who gives a shit? A lot of this shit doesn't matter, man. Like, I keep saying it. Dude, high school sucks dick. We're not going to get into the real life after we graduate. When we graduate, that is when real life starts. So all these shenanigans and all these friend groups will be destroyed because that's how it works. That's how society works. So it's either you come along or you just fucking get roadkill, you bitch. Sorry, boys. Sorry. So Andrew underscore Toast asked Matt Rutten. Matt Rutten. What's my thoughts on him? Cool dude. I'm going to get him on the podcast eventually. And I'm going to get you on a podcast eventually. I'm going to text you sometime, Andrew, about it. The reason I haven't is because of procrastination and studying and shit. So I will get to you. Sorry that turned into a weird fucking turn, boys. But yeah, I don't know what else is my embarrassing moment. There's a shit ton. I'm trying to think of one that wasn't around a girl. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll leave you guys with this. So it was in Disneyland. It was like the first or second time ever. It was in, I think it was Disneyland. And I got really sick, Like a doctor had to fucking like come in and check me out because I was gray most of the time. You could see in pictures. I was green, gray. Fucking throwing up all the time. Just a bug hit me in that place. And just, it was terrible. I remembered like the pain I felt in my stomach all the time. But there was this one time I actually threw up on the street in Disneyland. I threw up on the street, man. So that's embarrassing. I have a lot of embarrassing moments with throwing up. But so that sucks. That did suck. Anyways, boyos and girlos, talk to you peeps next week. Thank you for watching this or listening to this episode, and I hope you guys have a great week. Goodbye.